Blog Talk Radio.
Maureen Butler. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. I want to celebrate, acknowledge, and appreciate my friends and supporters who are listening across the globe. Top of the Morning is presented by Hovis House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. The website address is www.hulhoseministries.org. That's hovishouseministries.org. This is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. We bring special greetings to the worldwide affiliate partners of Upper Room International Ministries, Kojic, and Hovis House Ministries in India, Pakistan, Liberia, Kenya, Uganda, and Ghana. Good morning by Mandisa with Toby Mack opens the show.
Ice cold pizza, cafe, ole, latte, da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up.
Announcements. Top of the Morning weekly web radio shows on Facebook. Like Top of the Morning radio show and stay informed about different events. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls, where I serve as pastor. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service times, Thursday night, restoring the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m. Light on the Word Bible instruction begins at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week while supplies last. Our Sunday schedule is Sunday school at 9:45 a.m. Banana bread and other homemade treats baked by yours truly are served most Sundays after Sunday school. Our worship celebration begins at 10:45 a.m. First Sunday is our celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. We celebrate our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our scenes with We Care Package. Third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry up a room. Fourth Sunday is monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urim.org. COGIC.org. This Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Upper Room International Ministries Kojic is now on Facebook. Like our page, Upper Room International Ministries Kojic, and stay informed about ministry events. Or follow us on Twitter at URIMCOGIC, and that's all up the case. Health is Health Ministries endorses the following. TAP Media Management, that's T.A.P. Media Management, provides social media management for clients who are new to social media or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites on their own. For more information, call 646-372-6230 and speak with Mr. Noel Figueroa. Cedric Wilson Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwilsonphotography.com. New Gospel Radio, the Power Hour. Please tune in worldwide weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern to www.eastgatebroadcasting.com. If you live in the Hamptons, New York area, you can tune in to 90.7 and 93.3 FM, WEGP, hosted by Lydia Bonner, a.k.a. the voice of the Hamptons. Check out www.gospelisgolden.com, a 24-hour gospel station. Top of the Morning is rebroadcast on Sunday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern on this station. My guest today is Prophet Sean Baker from Virginia. That interview will be at 6:20 a.m. Joy of Life Ministries, Church of God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, is now on Ustream. Go to www.jolchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler, pastor, Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Check out Gospel House Ministries in Brooklyn. Follow them on Twitter at Gospel House DK, that's one word, or subscribe to their YouTube channel, Gospel House Men DK. Reverend Herbert Ward, pastor, senior pastor, Brenda Ward, pastor. Worship is more than a feeling, it's a lifestyle. Saved and anointed position available. Plays organ and keyboard, versatile, traditional, and contemporary music. Can also cite lead. References are available. Call Minister Terrence Butler, 917-406-7132, or email him at tbutler57@aol.com. Saturday night Sunday school, Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central, dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-POUND. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. Ticket giveaway. I want to give away two tickets to Stage Play in Harlem for Radio Not Here I Come, the performance on August 3rd, 2013 at 5 p.m. at the Dempsey Theater, 127 West 127th Street between Lenox and 7th Avenue. Radio Not Here I Come, the story about the choices we make and the consequences of those choices. If you dial the 1-877-404-0824 number, I will take your information offline and forward it to the producers of the Stage Play. On Monday, August 5th, next Monday and Monday, August 12th, following Monday, Top of the Morning will not air a live broadcast. I encourage you to listen to any previous broadcasts you may have missed. Some recommendations. Any of the February or March shows, I celebrated African Heritage Month and Women's History Month, respectively, with special guests. Or the April 1 show with Pastor Reva Timms, the April 8th show with noted author and seer Jonathan Wilson, or the April 29th show with Pastor Michael Jenkins and poet John Evans. Just click on www.blogtalkradio.com. /Pastor-Maureen. Scroll down and that will take you to any previous episodes with descriptions. This concludes the announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. The short selection was The Martins and Christ There Is No East or West, and the music playing in the background during the announcement is Judah. Where Would I Be? It's a group from Rochester. They will be my guests on Late Day. It's Time to Pray. The music playing in the background during the prayer is Alpha and Omega by Israel Houghton. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, it says, men are always praying, not faint. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. You are Alpha and Omega. Lord, we worship you this morning. Raise your faithfulness to us this day. We worship you for you are great. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For those who don't know you, there are just four simple steps to salvation. The four A's, acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Acknowledge, agree, ask, and accept. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Your word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Help us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoings. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes we heal. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, for you are a deliverer. From the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and lose healing for afflicted bodies and healing for tormented minds. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there's nothing too hard for you. Your word states that you are the Lord God who heals thee. In the matchless name of Jesus, I speak to cancer. The spread of cancer be rebuked in Jesus' name. Lord, you heal up the broken in heart and bind up their wounds. In the name of Jesus, heal wounded emotions. Heal broken family relationships. Heal backsliders. Lord, help us to seek first your kingdom and all of its righteousness, because we know that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. Behold, your hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is your ear heavy that it cannot hear. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively, because it will avail much. So God, help us to target our prayers, be sensitive to your promptings, and increase our discernment. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I loose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I lose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I lose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You're not a man that you should lie. We're standing fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. We're standing with our loins girded about with truth. We're standing on our testimony. Having done all, we're standing. Your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who love you. Lord Jesus, we give you the glory and the honor as we stand. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy will try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy will try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness, prayerlessness, and carnality among the saints. I lose commitment to the ways of God. I lose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, jealousy, and envy in the body of Christ, and I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration repentance, godliness, and prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. In the name of Jesus, I bind barrenness and I loose increase. In the name of Jesus, I bind anxiety and stress and loose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the past habits that had us bound, and on today, we decree and declare that we are delivered and we will stand fast and not be entangled again. Cast down the high places that hinder us from fulfilling our purpose, completing our assignments, and giving birth to the destiny he placed within us. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance, delaying miracles for the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise for the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, your word instructs us in Psalms 144 that you are my strength, which teaches my hands to warn, my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Lord Jesus, we have been tried by fire. We're coming out as gold, for you alone know the way that we take. On this day, we confess that we will acknowledge you in all of our ways, but we will trust in you and not lean to our understanding. Lead us in the everlasting way, for your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, we are not casting away our confidence in you, because we know that without faith it is impossible to please you, and that you reward those who diligently seek you. Grant our petitions, for we know that there is nothing too difficult for you. Help us to delight in you, so that our desires become your desires. Instruct us and teach us in the way we should go. Lord, of our steps and take over our plans. I decree and I declare that our times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. We confess that we are walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow us to accurately discern our times and seasons. Lord Jesus, we thank you, because as you did for your servant Daniel, you have come for our words. Lord Jesus, we agree with your will for our lives, and we declare on today that no weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop us from pleasing you in everything we do. Help us to see what you are saying with spiritual eyes. Weapons may form against us, but they will not prosper. Lord Jesus, let us not operate in the spirit of error. Grant unto us the wisdom in every area of our lives. Let us have and walk in the spirit of excellence. We want to be clothed with humility. We thank you for your promises to go before us and make the crooked places straight. We expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give us the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Deliver us and bring us into a large place. Lord, we thank you for this is our set time for favor and transformation. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. For we touch and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, but the riches of the glory of his inheritance in his saints. Lord, remove scales from our eyes. Was your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature. By constant use, have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil, to help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord Jesus, according to your word in Romans 1:11, Apostle Paul provides and imparts spiritual gifts so that others will be established. Lord, we submit to you. Grant us the ability to help establish others in ministry by your anointing, guidance, and impartation. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. The Lord God shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Lord, we declare today that we will walk in the Spirit, be led by your Spirit, produce much fruit of the Spirit, because we abide in you, living in the Spirit. Lord Jesus, you commanded that we prophesy. Lord, we're going to prophesy to the wind. I prophesy to the east wind that demonstrates your might, power and miracles, and brings judgment to our enemies. Let the east wind of the Lord release winds of favor and promotion. I prophesy to the north wind that brings fire, power, and glory to cleanse the atmosphere and drive away the rains and floods that cause harm. Let the north winds of the Lord release winds of transformation, change, and preparation for the things to come. Lord, we prophesy to the west wind to remove those things that have devoured our time, resources, and wealth. Let the west wind of the Lord release healing and restoration in our lives. I prophesy to the south wind, the south wind of completion. Lord, let the south wind of the Lord release direction and provision for your purpose and destiny in our lives. Lord, release rushing, mighty revival winds throughout the earth to expand and enlarge your kingdom in our churches. I ask the listening audience to agree with me in this prayer. Lord, I pray for the nations that you are sending me to in your time. Prepare the land and establish foundations for salvation, healing, and deliverance through faith. Let your power be demonstrated in a massive way in these campaigns. Show me the vision. I'm waiting for instruction. Send on the right help that the churches and Bible schools could be established. Help us to support the orphanages. Saturate me with wisdom and the ability to deal with the many brethren from so many countries who come to me. Increase my experience and understanding of the gifts of healing, prophecy, and revelation to be used for your glory. Look on those sons and daughters who call me mom. Help me, God. Raise up intercessors. Lord, I believe you. I shall be established. I believe your prophets, so shall I prosper. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. Lord Jesus, send forth laborers into the harvest, but let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you thanks for this, the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We live in trouble.
that was Andre Crouch singing God is on Our Side. It's just about 6:20 as we wait, waiting for Pastor Baker for his number to light up on my board. I saw it before, so I expect that he will call back in shortly. But that was Andre Crouch singing God is on Our Side. As we wait for Pastor Baker to call back in to the studio, we will play Jesus by Judy Jacobs. I see that he's called back in. So we're going to go to our first segment with this mighty man of God, Pastor Sean Baker from Virginia. Top of the morning to you, Pastor. How are you? This is Dr. Butler. Actually, I'm not calling from New York today. I'm in Boston, but top of the morning to you. Hello. Seem to be having a slight connection problem.
Power in the name of Jesus.
And that was Judy Jacobs singing Jesus. We're going to try to go back to the line. Hello, Pastor Baker. This is Dr. Faye Butler. I can't hear you, Pastor Baker. Hello, Pastor Sean Baker. This is Dr. Butler. Okay, maybe. Pastor Baker? Okay, we seem to be having a connection problem this morning. I can't hear Pastor Baker or the other line, so I'm going to try to still bring him up. I see his number on my board, but for some reason I cannot hear him on this morning, so we will do what we can to try to bring him up. Hello, Pastor Baker? I do apologize for this problem, but we will play another song and see what we can do to bring Pastor Baker up. This song is called My Witness is in Heaven by Bishop Albert Jameson and the Singing Bishops.
My witness. Come on, y'all know the song. Help me sing it.
My witness
is in heaven. Even though my days are
Witnesses in Heaven. We're going to try to go to Pastor Baker again on another line. Good morning, Pastor Baker. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. I'm not in New York. I'm in Boston, but thank you so much, sir, for calling in.
God bless you. How are you today, woman of God?
Good. I know we had a little problem with the sound before, but that happens. But I appreciate you so much for
Amen.
Getting up early and calling in, and I see so many of the other folks have called in to listen. So just go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Amen. I am the pastor of the Empowerment Center, Ready to Serve Empowerment Center, located in the beautiful city of Chesapeake, Virginia. And once again, we are excited to be on the show with Pastor Butler here today. So I know God is going to speak. God is moving. We listen to the music, and I'm telling you, it is very uplifting and encouraging. And we're just here to encourage the people of God to hear what He is speaking to the people today.
Yes, yes. Before I ask you to share, can you just tell the audience a little bit about your ministry journey, how you got to where you are today?
Absolutely. I always share, a lot of people, they ask in reference to the ministry journey. A lot of it has come through mentorship. We've come under, the leadership of Pastor Williams, David Williams, of the C.H. Mason Memorial Church of God in Christ, located, of course, in Chesapeake, Norfolk, Virginia. And a lot of the training, a lot of the mentorship have come through that great man of God. And I'm telling you, God has really been pouring in and shifting and catapulting me as a vessel of God through the study of the word, through prayer and fasting, laying before Him to hear what He is speaking and to deliver unto the people. So a lot of my ministry journey has come through the great churches of God in Christ. And we, of course, were licensed and installed and ordained as pastor in 2009, under leadership of Pastor Dexter Wilson there in Norfolk, Virginia. And from there, it's been almost 4 years now.
Wow.
Getting ready to come up on celebrating our fourth year. So it has been,
it's been
some trying, some things going, you know, we've been going through. But through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, we've learned, to keep on pressing and going forth to do what God has called us to do.
Amen. So can you please share short messages of hope or what they say of the Lord with our listening audience this morning?
Absolutely. And the Lord has been literally speaking this, I want to say, for the last year now. And many of us as the body of Christ, and not just the body of Christ, but also ultimately our country, our world, we've been experiencing great shiftings in financial areas and great shiftings, and many people would categorize it as we're in recession, we're in famine. But I believe as a prophet of God that we're in one of the greatest seasons of shifting. We're in one of the greatest seasons of outpour of what the Lord wants to do in the lives of His people. Amen. And we tell many of the people, we go out to minister in different areas, we tell them this is not a recession, but this is an outpour of what God is trying to do. The scripture tells us that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. I believe that this is one of the greatest seasons where God is pouring out, His glory. He is pouring out His manifested presence among us. And just to go back, I remember growing up, as I said before, in the churches of God in Christ. I remember times where the presence of God was poured out so strong. We literally saw a visible manifestation of the presence of God, and we would see the smoke, as they had mentioned in the Bible and in the Old Testament, how the place was so filled with the glory of God. The smoke was filled. The temple was filled with the smoke, the presence of God, that the priests couldn't even perform their priestly duties. And I believe that God has taken us back to a sense where we don't depend on the arms of the of flesh. We don't depend on what man can do, but we have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understandings, but in all of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. I believe that this is one of the greatest seasons of the manifested presence of God. Romans 8, which is my favorite scripture, 8 and 18 says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." And I, although we know that particular scripture deals with futuristic, we're talking about now, you know, the glory of the manifestation of the glory of God in the heavens. But I believe that prophetically that God wants to do a manifestation here on the earth, amen, and through much suffering, through much warfare, is only where the glory of God is being revealed in the sons and the daughters of God. So we don't just look at the glory being in a tangible house, but the glory is going to be in us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Where people will look upon us and they shall see the glory of God. He told us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So I really believe this. I strongly feel, amen, that the glory of God will be revealed in us, but it is only going to be revealed through suffering. And that's, amen, that's, you know, have come become a cuss word now, as I say, in the body of Christ, is that many of us don't want to suffer. But that's the only way that the glory of God will be revealed. It can't be revealed through shouting. It can't be revealed through speaking in tongues. It only is revealed through the suffering. Amen. As Jesus Christ, as he suffered, amen, going on the cross and being dying and rising for us, the only time he received the glory is when he suffered for us. So I believe that as a prophet,
yes. Amen.
Amen, as we shift to the next dimension, that the glory is going to be revealed.
Amen, prophet. What a powerful word. What a powerful word just about the glory of God and suffering.
Amen.
I appreciate that so much. It certainly is ministering to me. And I always take notes and try to summarize a little, you know, through social media. But I thank you so much for sharing that word with us. Now, if people
Absolutely.
Want to contact with you, do you have a website or there's some way that people can get in touch with you if they wanted to bring you to their city, to their church? Before we say goodbye and hang up, can you share that information with us?
Absolutely. We're in the process. We're working on our website now. We're actually changing. Amen. But the number to call, amen, our administrative offices, of course, the area code 757-494-0940. And, of course, we're located in Virginia. We're in the Chesapeake, Norfolk, Virginia Beach area of Virginia. So we're going to get that website up. Of course, we're going to share that. Amen. But the number again to call would be area code 757-494-0940.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet Bacon. Thank all of you all who are from Virginia, who I can see that you're listening. Thank you so much for supporting Prophet Bacon this morning. But, sir, I appreciate you so much for coming on. And don't worry about that little slight connection problems. We have had some challenges. You know, it happens sometimes when you have these live shows. But we got through, and that's all that matters. We got through.
Amen.
We declared the word of the Lord about the glory of God and his manifested presence, and we appreciate that, and certainly we'll be in touch. Thank you so much for getting up and coming on the show with me this morning. God bless you.
Absolutely. God bless you also.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
After I Need Thee by Anne McCreary, I will come back with the weekly lesson entitled, I'm on my way to a place that I've never been, that only God has seen.
I need thee, oh, I need thee, bless me now.
I am on my way to a place that I've never been and only God has seen, a seven-step journey. All scriptures are King James Version unless otherwise noted. Genesis 12, 1-4. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Job 23:10 says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Isaiah 55:8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. But as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I'm on my way to a place I've never been, and only God has seen. Seven-step journey. Some background thoughts. Abram, he had to leave, get out, get away from his kindred. He had to go to a place he had never been, to a land that God said he would show him. God's ways are not our ways. He knows the way that we will take, because when he tries us, we are determined to come forth as gold. I've been in many places, but I've never been where God wants me to go, but now I'm on my way. This journey, I believe, requires seven steps. Number one, obedience. Trust and obey, for there's no other way, an absolute yes, Lord. Scripture reference, 1 Samuel 15:22. Number two, separation from the familiar or what is most comfortable. Abram had to get out, had to get thee out from his kindred and his country. The call to separate requires different kinds of separation. Separation unto God physically. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Separation from the world. 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Separated for a season from family and friends, for a period of consecration and preparation. God is the one who chooses and calls us, and the man consecrates himself to him. So number two is separation. Number three, you must have faith and hope against hope. The scripture references Genesis 15:5, Romans 8:24, and then Romans 4:17-21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom ye believe, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who gives hope, believes in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. Being not weak in the faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God, nor in belief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Number four, a willingness to go through fire and through water. Scripture references 1 Peter 1:6-7, and then Psalm 66:10-12. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out to a wealthy place. Number five, you must be able to recognize the seasons and navigate the journeys within those seasons. For instance, when you go on your way, some places you will stay only for a season, and then you must part ways. So you must be able to end the journey. Acts 21:5-6 says, and when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way. And they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city. And we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we took ship, and they returned home again. Number six, go and dine at the enemy's camp. On your way to a place you've never been, God will spread a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Fear not, he's with you always, and your enemies won't be able to harm you because you are walking the ways in which God has chosen, and his ways are higher than our ways. You have to hit this milestone because it builds hope against hope and increased faith. Faith to faith, glory to glory. The final step, understand blessings by association. One of the preachers in the New York area declared this early this year, and it's true. Allow God to connect you to the right persons for they bring multiple blessings. Remember in our text of Genesis 12, it said, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curses thee. When you agree with or celebrate or treat with kindness someone who is in season, you will receive of their blessings. When you agree and connect with a godly person who is submitted as they take their journey, you will be blessed if they are blessed. So in summary, I am on my way to a place I've never been and only God has seen. Seven-step journey. One, obey. Two, separate. Three, demonstrate faith and hope against hope. Four, a willingness to be tested. Five, recognize the seasons and navigate the journeys within those seasons. Six, dine at the enemy's camp. God will spread a table. And seven, understand blessings by association. I hope you were blessed by today's lesson. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word today that someone be convicted and accept you as Lord and Savior. Help us to follow your ways in everything you do because you have great plans for us. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God once again for Prophet Baker being our guest on today. And I want to remind you again that on Monday, August 5th, and Monday, August 12th, top of the morning, will not air live broadcast. But I encourage you to listen to those previous broadcasts that I mentioned. You can go back to the February or March show, listen to the April 1st show with Pastor Viva Timms. It was a great interview. Or the April 8th show with noted author and CS Jonathan Wilson. Just click on www.blogtalkradio.com/pastor-maureen. Scroll down and you can see any of the descriptions of the previous show. Well, we are almost at the bottom of the hour. It's going to be time to say goodbye until August 19th. But we have a great show lined up on the 19th, a triple header, if you will, a pastor, an evangelist, and a singing group with a treat planned for the audience. So certainly in 2 weeks when the show returns, it's going to be a dynamic show. So this is Dr. Maureen getting ready to sign off, saying goodbye, world, as we end the show with Kiara Shedd singing You Are, and then Troy Sneed singing It's My Season. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Promote 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
Counselor, Holy One.
Thank you. God be the glory. Oh my God, I'm trying to let this thing along, but it's getting real good to me right about now. I'm going to shut it down, but I feel my leg moving a little bit in here, Wally. Come on.
You got it. Somebody say yes it is. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.